me. Savannah.
Karen.
The breaking of the heart of innocent. Did I get that right?
It's the breaking of the innocent.
Okay.
First timer?
I am.
Oh, I started with last.
It's okay, I had a beer. This is an excerpt from a true story about my time in Afghanistan as a U.S. Marine. If you could look back and see the point in your life when everything changed, would you be able to remember every detail? Would you be able to see yourself turn and face the path that would change your life forever? Would you be able to see how innocently you took the first step in the next chapter? Can you look back and be grateful that you had the courage to move ahead? Or do you look back and scream at yourself to look away from that path, to move in any direction but that direction? When you think back, does your heart ache from happiness or pain? The run referenced in Every Grain of Sand was the last time I remember having innocence. I had done lots of things previously that would be considered not innocent, such as having sex with a running man who was married, but I was still innocent in my heart. What took place in the week following the run shotgunned me down a path that forced me to grow up. I ached to think of who I was during that run. I reimagined my footsteps pounding into the sand, and I think of how young the owner of those feet was and how unprepared she was to experience the rest of that deployment. I think about gazing up at the stars during the run and mourn that I will never see the same stars again. The week after the run, the room full of data Marines was asked for volunteers to go do some things that would get us off the large and boring Camp Leatherneck. My hand shot up, a stupid little hand. We were to be the network liaisons for the Georgian battalion that was trying to prove to NATO that they were allies so NATO would protect them from Russia. Because the Georgians didn't know how to operate their equipment that NATO gave them, we were supposed to be sent in teams of two as embedded Georgians and embedded Americans in the Georgian units. The 10 of us loaded our bags into an Osprey to be transported to the much smaller base of Dalaran. We were transported at night with 180 rounds of ammunition on our bodies. I was excited and I was stupid. The flight took about an hour. It was an hour of darkness, and I spent it watching the machine gunner hanging out of the back, swiveling the gun back and forth in the darkness while he and another Marine used night vision goggles to look for attackers on the ground. As we approached Dalaran, tensions got more and more strained within the helicopter. Hold on tight, we have to avoid some known insurgents. Suddenly, the whir of the engine began to squeal, and the Osprey tilted back with its nose in the air. We lunged for our bags as they shot out of the back of the helicopter and disappeared into darkness. Fuck. The machine gunners were pissed as they dodged the falling bags. The Osprey swung back and forth, faster and faster, left and right, and the squeals got louder and louder. There was a large jerk as we smashed on the ground. Okay, get the fuck out and hurry. The 10 of us grabbed what was left and exited the back of the Osprey. Without a warning, the helicopter took back off swiftly. We looked around in the darkness. We had been dropped off on a giant rock. Where the fuck were we? Are we outside of the base? Do we need to have our weapons ready? I asked the only sergeant what to do. I was the only corporal, and the lance corporals were looking at us, wanting to follow our lead. Fuck if I know. There were no lights that we could see. We were alone on a rock in the darkness without any idea of where we were or what we were supposed to do. Fuck. Hey, Corporal, here are our bags. We gathered our lost bags from around the rock. There is movement in the corner of the desert. My heart jumped into my throat until I noticed it was a Marine approaching us. Hello, gents. Welcome to Dalaran.